Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we'll be looking at Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. Again, as last time, the kingdom established, part 2. Let's read those verses. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands or on their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Last time we looked at what the millennium will be like. Earth is delivered from the curse. God gave the earth to Adam after creation. And then Adam subleased it to Satan through his sin. But listen, when the lease runs out, so does the sublease. Jesus took back the earth, and Satan was evicted from it. Back in chapter 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished. But after these things, he must be released for a little while. Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 6, is a summary of those who will reign. Daniel chapter 7, verse 9, and verses 13 and 14. The prophet says, "I watched till thrones were put in place, and the Ancient of Days was sealed. His garment was white as snow, and his hair and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was a fiery flame, its wheels a burning fire. I was watching," verse 13, "in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man coming through the clouds of heaven, with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed." Three groups can be seen ruling with the Lord. And in order to see them, you have to see, it has to be viewed from the whole counsel of God's word. First of all, the Christians will reign. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. "Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?" So Christians will reign. And second, the tribulation martyrs will reign. In verse 4, "And I saw thrones, of our passage. And they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the Word of God, who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. So we have the Christians reigning, we have the tribulation martyrs reigning, and then the Old Testament saints will reign. Daniel chapter 7, we just were looking, verses 21 and 22. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them until the Ancient of Days came. And a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. Before the 1,000 years begins, the righteous will be judged. The Christians at the rapture, and we know that we don't see that event occur, but we know it has occurred because in chapter 4, in the throne room, we see the Christians wearing crowns. So they've received their crowns. So they've been judged. The tribulation martyrs before the millennium, chapter 20, verse 4, and the Old Testament saints also just before the millennium. Christians were already resurrected at the rapture. And the tribulation martyrs are directly spoken of here in our text. If you want to see the judgment of the Old Testament saints, well, you have to look back to the prophet Daniel again as well. In Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where it says, "And at that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt." Wait a minute. Daniel spoke of both believers and unbelievers, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Confusion here. No, there's no need for confusion. Just as the prophets saw the first coming of Christ and his return, remember, as a single event. Remember, we looked at Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2. In those two verses, you see the Jesus is coming, first coming, and then we see his return. But because the prophets are looking out and they're seeing the two events as one event, kind of the same way as when you look out and you see mountains, and you see two mountains and it looks like they're right together, but there's actually a valley in between them. Well, they see the resurrection of the righteous and the resurrection of the unrighteous, which is 1,000 years separate, as a single event. But they're not a single event. John chapter 5, verses 25 to 29. "Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." Resurrection of life, resurrection of condemnation. But Jesus, like the Old Testament prophet, did not tell us that they are 1,000 years apart. Let me tell you something. The more I study Revelation chapter 20, the more I can see that there will only be unbelievers at the great white throne judgment at the end of chapter 20. In verse 12, he says, I saw the dead standing before God. Also in verse 12, and the dead were judged. And in verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead. In verse 13, and death and Hades delivered up the dead. See, read verses 5 and 6. Read them very carefully. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So, now back to verse 13, which reads, and they were judged, each one, according to his works. Oh, there's a problem there. What about those who put their faith in Jesus Christ during the millennium? When are they judged? I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. Where is the church's judgment? The martyrs? The Old Testament saints? That is the point. The judgment of the righteous is not recorded. And let me give you a final note. I believe David will have a special place to rule in the millennium. Look at Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 9. But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 23 and 24. I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, my servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. And then in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 24 and 25, David, my shepherd, shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. Then they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob, my servant, where your fathers dwelt, and they shall dwell there, they, their children, and their children's children forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. Hosea chapter 3 and verse 5. Afterward, the children of Israel shall return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Who is David going to rule as Jesus Christ's prince? I'm going to leave you with that. You have a great day.